假如你喜欢读神的话，
If you do indeed enjoy God's word,
你也一定会喜欢王教授查经。
You would have enjoyed Professor Wang's Bible study.
他的查经是可以说是比较近身的一种方式。
Because the way he studies the Bible seems to be a little bit more intensive, more, a little bit more detailed.
你们没有去的人，我觉得是一个损失。
And for those of you that were unable to attend, it was your loss.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹们，教会所举行的这些特别的节目都是有意义的。
I do remind brothers and sisters and encourage brothers and sisters that the, these gatherings that the churches has prepared, they are with a purpose.
希望你们能参加。
And we hope that you will be able to attend.
当然在加州的人每一个人都是盲人。
However, we do know that everybody, that every person that lives in California is a busy person.
但是假如你是神的儿女，你应该把神的事情放在第一。
However, if you are a child of God, you need to prioritize the things of God.
我知道很多人心里都不赞成我这么讲。
And I know some of you might disagree with my statement.
但是自从我信主以后，这是我的一个标题，我从来不把神的事情放在第二。
But ever since I became a believer, this is the standard of my life. I have never placed God second behind anything.
所以我觉得神在这么多年来给了我很多的祝福。
And so throughout these years, God has indeed blessed me.
祝福不一定是在生活上，在物质上。
The blessing does not necessarily just encompass material blessings.
假如说是我们能够跟神有更亲密的交往，这个祝福的确在世界上是很难找到的。
But the greatest blessing, or one of the most precious blessings that we can find in this world, is to be able to have this close relationship with our God.
你要跟神亲近，你就绝不能够离开这本圣经。
If you desire to be close to God, you cannot leave the teachings of Scripture.
否则你只是用虚想幻想
or else you are just living an idea.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹们今后能够养成一个习惯，教会里的特会你们尽量的参加。
So I'm hoping brothers and sisters in the future that you will be able to attend the special gatherings within the church.
我希望你们有这样子的一种做法，就是把自己的事情暂时延缓一下，去这个照顾神的事情。
So what I desire most is that you will be able to put your personal needs behind the work of God.
单单这样子一个决定就会带给你喜乐。
Because if you are able to make this decision in itself, it should bring you plenty of joy.
假如你把神的事情不看重，那你这个信心是有问题的。
And if you do not prioritize God's work in itself, your faith might be questionable.
我是你的弟兄，我不能够不这样子的忠心的来劝告你们。
And as a brother, I do have to remind brothers and sisters this.
我常常心里的有一个问题，为什么这些人要到教会来？
Oftentimes I ask this question, why do brothers and sisters come to church?
假如神的事情不重要，你到教会来干什么？
If God's work is not that important, then why do you come to church?
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们能够这个在这一方面多多思想。
So I hope what brothers and sisters will be able to reflect and re-examine your own life.
我们继续来看提多书。
And so we will continue our study today in the book of Titus.
现在是在提多书第三章。
And we are currently in Titus chapter 3.
在第二章里头，使徒教导这些信徒们在教会里头应该要有什么样子的生活。
In Titus chapter 2, the apostle writes and reminds us how a believer is to act within church.
那么现在在第三章里头就教导信徒们怎么样子在世人，在不信的人的眼前来有一个见证的生活。
But now in Titus chapter 3, the apostle teaches and writes about how a Christian is to live in this world among unbelievers.
Yeah, 在第一节跟第二节里头， 他提出了七件应该做的事情。
In verse 1 and verse 2, he brings out seven points that reminds Christians to be, ways Christians need to behave.
所以你若是觉得相信你是信主的，那么你就在不信的人眼前应该要有这七样的这个事情的遵守。
So if you indeed consider yourself a believer, then you need to look at yourself and see if you are following these seven points.
这里说神的仆人，对不起，这第三章，你要提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样的善事，不要毁谤，不要尊敬，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Titus chapter 3 verse 1 and verse 2. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你给我们你这本宝贵的书。
Lord, we thank you for this precious book.
教导我们如何在世上生活。
That teaches us how we are to behave in this world.
预备我们将来见你面的时候，又有什么样子的一种这个跟你是怎么样子的一种关系。
It prepares us so that one day when we are before you again, how we are to live our lives before you.
我们若是不知道在世上怎么生活，我们将来怎么知道在你的面前生活。
If we do not know how to live in this world, how are we able to live accordingly before you?
若是我们现在不了解你的心意，将来我们怎么样子能够更清楚地知道你对我们的想法。
And Lord, if we do not at this time yet know what is your will for us, how are we to know what is your desire in the future?
所以求主能够督促我们好好的对你的心意，对你的作为有所认识。
So Lord, teach us so that we will have a better understanding of what your will and desire is for us.
让我们不断的学习，继续的学习，一直到见你的面。
That we will be able to continue to learn more about you until we meet again.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.第一件事情他要求基督徒在世人面前要做的，就是要顺服做官的、掌权的。
So the first thing that apostle reminds people is that the way to live in live testimony before unbelievers is that we need to submit to rulers and authorities.
这你所讲的是讲到俗世的政府。
And this rulers is referring to the rulers of this world.
通常这些政府对宗教的信仰都不支持。
Generally speaking, governments are not very supportive of any religious activities.
不要讲无神的政权了，就是今天所谓基督的国家的这个美国，对教会也是不友善的。
So even the, not just atheistic countries, but even within this Christian American community is not very supportive of Christians.
那我们在 Alhambra 想买一点地要有一个停车场。
And we've recently been thinking about purchasing a plot of land in Alhambra so that we will have a parking lot.
这个教育机构就再三的那是给我们难题。
The education department continued to put hurdles before after hurdles.
那最后他不声不响的卖给一个 developer.
And finally, they, without us knowing, they sold the piece of land to the developer.
当然讲到钱，我们没有办法跟 developer 去竞争。
Of course, in regards to the amount that we would have paid for the plot, we couldn't compete with the developer.
但是我觉得他们，我们跟他们这个商讨过差不多一年以上的时间，你怎么可以不声不响的自己就卖给其他的人？
But the way I felt was that we've been in discussions for over a year, and without even notifying us, that they just sold it off.
你会注意，那起一个 啊，这个做生意的一个场地啊，一下就举起来了。
And you will, if you look around, you'll find that if there's a business opportunity to have business developments, these buildings come up really quick.
你要起个教堂，那你要左等右等。
However, if you are to build a church building, it takes a lot, significantly longer.
政府用各种的方法来这个让你们这些教会啊灰心丧志，就不要去发展。
And the government, what they do is they try to put in different delay tactics.So that the church in itself might choose ultimately to drop the project.
他们不喜欢教会，当然，一方面是为了拿不到钱。
On one hand, they're not very supportive of church because there is no tax income.
那他几个市场，他就可以向店里的收税。
And if they are able to build up a market, then they have sales tax in which they can collect.
他起一个教堂，这个又占地方。又不给钱。
And however, if you were to build a church building, not only is it tax free, or there's no sales tax in which you can come, as well as taking up valuable land.
是他尽量的让你对这个发展教会的发展呢没兴趣。
So policy are established to make it harder for churches to be built.
另外还有一个，我觉得更主要的一个原因就是这些人根本就对神没有敬畏。
But I think the fundamental reason is because the policymakers in themselves do not fear God.
当初在美国立国的时候，教堂是一个城的中心。
When America was first established, the center of each village or each city was the church.
在一个小城里头，所有的重要的这个聚会，差不多都在教堂里头。
If there was in a small city, all the important meetings were always held within that church.
因为在社会上啊，有头有脸的人多半都是属于教会的。
Because people that are influential in society all belong to the church.
如今这个一般的人对教会是一个怕去的地方。
But today, people actually tend to shy away from attending churches.
所以他们不喜欢教会。
So they themselves do not like church.
这不只是这个美国这样的，我刚才讲了，其他的国家比美国可能更坏。
Not only is this true in America, but it's probably even worse, the condition is probably even worse in other countries.
这些政府一方面说同国的社会往往人民的思想行为都是过分的自由放纵。
The government, in terms of their policy, allows men to be more easily 放纵 tolerant. They are more tolerant in terms of how people are to act.
他们的道德是败坏的。
They lack morality.
他们的欲望是很我说是人欲横行啊，横流。
And they allow their desire, they allow themselves to indulge in their desires.
这个跟人民财富的增加互为因果。
And this is parallel to proportional to the increase of wealth in society.
我们以为啊。这个社会一富有，大家就会爱神。
Oftentimes we think that as the society becomes wealthier, people will tend to love God more.
事实上正好相反。
However, there is an inverse relationship.
你在穷人里头还可以找到少数爱主敬畏神的人。
Among the poor, among people in poverty, you can find people that truly love God.
你在富人中间就很少找到敬畏神的人。
But it's very difficult to find people that fear God who are wealthy.
可能他们也这个星期天大摇大摆地去教堂。
Though they might, some of them still might attend churches on Sundays.
但是他们对神的看法完全不正确。
However, they have a misunderstanding of what God's will is.
所以在今天的美国、英国、法国、中国这些国家是很明显的看到这种现象。
And so this is something that we can see more and more in the US and England and France, as well as in China.
穷这个有钱的人太忙。
Those that are wealthy are too busy.
忙的在吃饭，在这个啊游乐，在这个啊这个交朋友。
They are busy with their work in terms of accumulating more wealth. They are busy with indulging their desires, and they are busy with building up relationships.
归根结底就是要赚钱。
And the bottom line is that they want to be able to gather more wealth.
中国我们笑他们现在中国是钱第一。
Oftentimes we talk about in China it seems like money or dollars runs the decisions.
美国不是钱第一吗？
But isn't that the same in the US?
那总统选举讲来讲去都是钱。
When we talk about the presidential election, everything has something to do with the dollar.
我现在每天都手上抓一把信，都是要钱的。
Every day I get mail in and they're asking for more money.
所以这个国家这一种的社会就让爱神的信徒跟轻慢神的人群产生了一个对立。
So this country, this environment,The way we are in causes there to be more and more conflicts between those who love God and those who despise God.
你看到今天这个大选，很明显的是两个主要的人群。
If you look at the presidential election, the upcoming presidential election, you can find that is between two groups of people.
支持现在的这个政府的是都是这个不信神的，这个抵拒神的。
Most of the people that support the current administration are the people that reject God.
这些人都把自己看得很可怜。
And they view themselves as the weaker party.
都觉得政府应该全力的来支持他们的生活。
They feel strongly that the government needs to help them sustain their livelihood.
有人跑到街上去这个做一些民意测验。
And through a research,
就问这个街上走路的人，他说：“你觉得政府是不是应该负责你的生活？”
So they had this poll and asking people on the streets whether or not the government should be responsible for your living.
对。
And the majority of them said yes.
你觉得政府是不是应该完全负担你的医药的这个费用啊？
Should the government should be responsible for your medical insurance?
对。
Yes.
你觉得政府是不是应该要负责你儿女所有的教育费用啊？
Should the government be responsible for the educational costs that incurs for your children's education?
对。
Absolutely.
你认为政府是不是在你老年不能够做事的时候要养你啊？
And do you believe that the government should take care of you after you retire?
对。
Yes.
所以所有一切都应该政府来负责。
In other words, all things should be the responsibilities of the government.
弟兄姊妹，共产党为什么过去这一阵子这么样子的风行？
Why was it that in the past communism itself was prevalent?
列宁跟马克思他们为什么讲的那些话啊，人家都就是热血沸腾。
Why is it that through the teachings of Lenin and Marx that people after hearing it were willing to follow them?
原因就是这些所谓社压迫的人觉得政府应该负他们完全生活的责任。
Because the people believe that they were oppressed and that the government is responsible for taking care of them.
从来没有想到自己对这个社会、对这个国家要有什么样子的贡献。
Oftentimes they neglect that they need themselves to contribute to society, to the country.
他做了家里的吃用娱乐是应该的。
To be able to indulge yourselves, to eat, and to enjoy yourself at home, that is something that is a privilege.
为什么政府不愿意给不能够给我们钱？
That was a right. So why is it that the government can't provide me the financial?
因为那些有钱的人良心太坏。
Because those that are rich do not care.
都钱都被他们拿走了。
That they have gain all the money.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够否认这种说法吗？
Can we deny this statement?
你看看今天在这个社会上那些有钱的人过的那种生活，实在是啊，这个超越了人所应该过的那种生活。
If you look at the way the wealthy lives, it seems like they live beyond what a person should live.
最可怕的，这种人还要挂上了一副假面目，跟人家讲，哦，我们应该要帮助贫穷的人。
And some of them will even come out and say that we need to help the poor.
Warren Buffett, 这是在美国算是第二个啊最有钱的人了。他就是主张哦，富有的人应该要多缴税。
Warren Buffett himself believes that the tax bracket for the wealthy should be increased.
你为什么要等政府来收税？你把钱拿出来不就可以了吗？
Why do you need for the government to change their tax policy? Can't you just give it away?
你的良心在什么地方？
Where is your conscience?
口口声声，所以穷人喜欢他。
So that is why the poor likes him.
你们就晓得今天的社会上这一种啊富人跟穷人对立的这种情形啊，的确是这个造成社会这个不安，造成这个国家衰弱的一个主要的原因。
The contrast between the wealthy.And those that are poor is the cause of many social unrest today.
这个也成为教会的一个问题。
And this also becomes a problem within the church.
教会的存在应该对有钱的、对富有的都要一样的看待的。
Now the church in itself needs to treat the wealthy as one.As well as those who are poor, the same.
但是因为贫富的不均，因为这个这个有钱的人就拼命的在赚钱，没有钱的人就拼命的等在那里要免费的一切的供应。
However, due to the discrepancy in wealth, in terms of the wealthy constantly trying to accumulate more wealth, and the poor waiting for a social benefits.
所以当年共产党。在所谓革命的时候，他一个口号就是穷人你们要翻身。
So during the communist revolution, they had one slogan. It is that the poor is to become better.
什么叫翻身？就是把有钱人的钱把它拿过来。
How is it to become better? It is by taking from those that are wealthy.
所以在所谓革命的时候，中国死掉了上千万的人。
So that was why during the Cultural Revolution, over tens of millions of people died.
小孩子从前这个被父母所谓是虐待。
And if a child was seems so and so abused by their parents,
共产党来了就翻身。
Well, once the communists come, things change. There's a turnaround.
我有一个同学。说我从前他比我高一班，后来就是共产党来了，就是他把他的丈，把他的爸爸杀掉了。
And I had a classmate of mine who was a year older than me, that when the Communist Party came into power, his father was killed.
我就是讲到他怎么杀他的父亲，我们中间有些人可能受不了。
And if I told you how his father died, some it might not be really acceptable by the people here.
他恨他的父亲，就是因为他的父亲管教他管得太严。
He hated his father because his father disciplined him.
其实他是他父亲的独子。
But in reality, he was the only child of his father.
这个人是原来做警察局的局长的。
His father originally was the head of the police department in that city.
所以他管他的儿子也是这个相当于这个。严格的是严厉的。
So the police chief was pretty strict in his discipline of his child.
他管他儿子的时候，手上拿着什么东西就打。
That the way he disciplines his child is whatever is in his hand, he will use that to hit his child.
最常用的就是他的皮带。
And most often he would use his belt.
所以这个儿子对这个父亲 恨，所以到了共产党来了，翻身就把他的父亲给致死。
So when his father, so when the communist, he hated his father. So when the communist party came into power, he put his father to death.
所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要对任何的人产生那种怨恨。
So dear brothers and sisters, you shouldn't hate.
神的心意不要我们去恨任何人。
God's desire for us is that we are not to hate anybody.
世界上的不公平，世界上的这贫富不尊这些东西，弟兄姊妹，都是可以用彼此相爱的方法来解决的。
The unjust of this world, the wealth discrepancy of this world can all be overcome by love.
可是这个对那些闹革命的人认为是种梦话。
But for the revolutionists, they believe that this is just a slogan.
他们的方法就是枪杆子。
And what they believe in is the power of the gun.
我很少讲这个话，但是这些话一直在我心里面几十年。
I seldom share this thought, but it's been in my, I've been thinking about this for the past few decades.
我的亲生的父亲就是劳改死的。
My father also died during the revolution.
我知道这种啊无神的政权，他们那种残忍这种方法。
And I'm very familiar with how the atheistic government works.
可是今天的美国很不幸的，很糊涂的，也走的这条路。
And it's unfortunate the America that we live in today is also walking down this cruel path.
千万不要听这些这个广告，试试啊，这个啊这个有钱的人呢、啊，太有钱了，真是。弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在这个国家里的，其实都可以有机会生存的。
Let us not be deceived by the propaganda that we hear on TV, in which says that we need to take away from the wealthy. The truth is, in this world today, all of us, in this country today, all of us have an opportunity to survive.
我到了美国的时候，带着你的六毛钱。
When I first came to the U.S., I had 60 cents in my pocket.
我是用奖学金来读书的。
I came here on a scholarship.
所以一到了放假，去打工了。
So whenever there was a vacation time, I would go work.
什么工我都做过。
I would do any type of work that paid.
我不是跟你们讲过吗？我几乎去夜里去跟人家挖坟。
And once I even went to dig graves.
这个过。挖坟呢、啊，就是这种坟已经没有人来认领了，到底是谁的祖先在这个地方，都不知道了。
The job of digging graves is that we come across when there's a grave site in which nobody knows who's in the grave.
所以有钱的人把这个地买下来，那坟墓怎么样？就找人夜里不白天不敢挖嘛，所以在夜里把你打个地洞到里头去挖坟。
So a wealthy person might buy this plot of land, and during the day, nobody wants to go in and disturb the grave, but at night, they will dig a hole to remove the body.
我今天看到很多人刚刚到美国来，好像吃了蛮多的苦。
Oftentimes, nowadays, when I see people coming to the U.S., I see that they seem to be suffering quite a bit.
弟兄姊妹，当年到美国来，这个求学也好，工作也好，都是吃苦的。
But the truth is, those of us that came many, many years ago, we also had to suffer the same.
为什么我们还要到这来吃苦？
Why is it that we chose to come to America?
因为我们有一个意念，我们要找一个地方，那是那里有和平，那里啊，这个有秩序，有希望。
Because when we came to America, we had this vision that we could come to a country where we can find peace, and we can find order, and we can find security.
我初到美国来的时候，我不信主。
When I first came to the States, I was not a believer.
我根本没有把这个美国这样子的国情跟他们信主啊，这个产生一种联想。
I was not able to connect the relationships between the way America was and the religious belief of America.
慢慢的，我就发现为什么这个国家啊，这个全世界的人几乎，我不能讲所有的人，都想要跑到这个领土的地图上来。为什么？就是因为这个地方有自由，有平安，有这个希望。
But eventually, as I lived here, I came to the realization why most of the people in this world, I can't say everybody, but most people desire to come to this great country is because they were able to find freedom, to find peace, as well as to find hope.
后来我才发现，美国为什么有这些好的现象，因为他们真正是信神。
And why is it that this country gives the idea that we can have freedom, find peace, and find hope? It's because they believe in God.
过去这五十年，我每天看着这个国家往下坡走。
But during this past 50 years, I see that the country is digressing year after year.
很坦白的讲，这个国家现在已经没有什么可以夸的这些地方。
The truth is, when we look at this country, there is nothing for us to be proud of.
结局怎么样？
So what is the ultimate consequence?
跟共产这个无神的政权的国家几乎没有两样。
So this country is slowly becoming similar to those that are atheistic, those that are communist countries.
原因就是忘记了这位祝福这个地图的这个神。
And it's because this country has forgotten or forsaken the God that has blessed this land.
没有神的国家绝对是要受咒诅的。
A country without God is a country that will be cursed.
没有一个人能够这个治理一个国家，使一个国家真正的富强。
For it is not possible for an individual to cause a country to be prosperous.
什么时候你离开神，什么时候你就走下坡。
When a country neglects God, it is when the country starts digressing.
我真是盼望美国人能够明白这一点。
And I truly hope that us as Americans can come to this understanding.
我也指望弟兄姊妹每一个人能够明白这一点。
And I hope brothers and sisters will also understand this point.
你离开了神，你就失去了神的保守，神的祝福。
When you have forsaken God or you have rejected God, you are rejecting the protection of God.
这个国家今天之所以没有指望，是因为他们离开神。
This country is losing hope because it has left God.
你看做的事情，荒唐不荒唐？
Look at some of the crazy things that this country has done.
自己不去节育，去堕胎。
In terms of birth control, instead of birth control, we have abortions.
明明同性是绝对不应该结婚的。
Even though homosexuals are not to be married,
为什么神造男造女？
Why is it that men, God created men and women?
就是要他们生养众多，遍满全地。
It's so that they will be fruitful and multiply.
这些这个同性恋的这个讲我们不必要这样子，我们只要这个肉体上快乐就可以了。
For homosexuals, they or same-sex marriage, they believe that it is important for us to enjoy the physical pleasures.
年纪老了，现在就有人开始太老了，就不必花太多的钱去照顾了，干脆让他安乐死去算了。
And if a person gets too old and we feel that they are non-productive, instead of paying for it, let's euthanize them.
这是一个有人性的地方吗？
Is this a country that still has a heart?
一个国家选择这样子的路，它怎么会不衰弱，最后灭亡？
With the policies of a country, with such policies, a country is bound to deteriorate.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要了解这个国家所面临的这个危机，就是因为信神的人 越来越少。
We need to come to the understanding that the reason why this country is facing this dangerous situation is because believers are becoming fewer and fewer.
慢慢慢慢，跟无神的国家就没有什么分别了。
So what slowly we will become like a country that is without God.
没有神的国家，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，相信我，绝对不可能富强的。
A country without God.It is not possible for a country without God to be prosperous.
中国讲来讲去他们好他们富强每天都有不知道相当大一批这个数目的人离开中国。
Even though we talk about how prosperous China has become, but every day a lot of people leave the country.
很明显他们知道那里没指望。
Why is it that they leave that country? It's because they find no hope in that country.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要回到神的面前来。
So dear brother and sister, we need to return back to God.
我们必须要按照神的原则来生活。
We need to live our lives according to the standards of God.
我们必须要按照此地所讲的，第一，我们要对做官的、掌权的要服从。
So the first thing is that we need to submit ourselves to rulers and authorities.
因为一个社会的秩序是从权柄的建立而来的。
Because in order for a country to have or society to have order, there needs to be authority.
我们不喜欢公路上的这些警察耀武扬威的啊，就是跑得来啊，碰一下把这个抓起来，把那个抓起来。
We don't like highway patrol officers because they will give out tickets.
假如没有这些人，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个国家的公路上就不能够开车子。
Without these police officers, is it possible for us to still be able to use these freeways?
所以权柄的建立是必须的。
So that is why there is necessary to have the establishment of authority.
假如没有权柄，就不可能有秩序。
Because without authority, there will not be order.
因此上，弟兄姊妹，我记得我跟你们谈过，一个国家不只是要民主。
So I often tell brothers and sisters, not only does a country need to be democratic,
一个国家必须要有神权。
But more importantly, it needs to be under the control of God.
这两样东西合起来才能够有一个富强康乐的国家。
Only when the sovereignty of God is understood within a country, will the country prosper.
所以我们要遵从世界上这些卓官掌权的。
So that's why we need to submit to the rulers and authorities of this world.
因为他们虽然有各种的缺点，但是他们的权柄是从神来的，好让这个社会能够有秩序。
Even though they themselves might not be perfect and be with flaws, however, their authorities come from God.
所以我们不只是要服从他们，我们要遵守他们的命令。
So not only are we to submit ourselves to these rulers and authorities, we are to be obedient to them.
我们心里的很不服，但是这种权柄的行使是从神来的。
We ourselves might not be willing, however, we need to remember that these authorities are established by God.
所以假如没有这个体制的这个建立，这个社会不可能有秩序。
Because without such a system, this world would be very chaotic.
当然我要强调一下，就是无神的那种权柄到了某一个地步我们不必要遵守。
However, I do have to make a point is that for this atheistic government, there are certain things that we ourselves might have to reject.
因为当一个政权要我们反对神权的时候，我们不能遵守。
Any authorities of this world that teaches us to reject God's authority is an authority that we should not be following.
第三件事讲到我们要去预备行各样的善事。
The third thing that's stated in Titus chapter 3 is that we are to be ready for every good work.
所谓善事弟兄姊妹我再三的讲就是圣经里头的好都是符合神心意的事情。
The definition of what a good work is, according to scripture, is anything that is in accordance to God's will.
我们有神的人只有一个标准。
As a child of God, or as a group of people of God, we only have one standard.
一切的事情我们都要追本穷源追到神的面前。
In all things, we need to look for the source, the origin, and that is God.
最后决定这件事情是好还是不好完全就看这件事跟神的心意跟神的这个作为是不是配合。
And whether or not something is considered good, we need to go back and compare it to the will of God as well as to the work of God.
符合神的心意跟目标的这些事情都是善事。
Anything that coincides or that agrees with God's will or God's work, then it is a good work.
因此咱爱人帮助人这都是善事。
So to love people, to help people, these are considered good work.
像不信的人做见证带人信主。
To give a testimony before unbelievers,
这是善事。
This is good work.
爱你的教会爱你的圣经这是善事。
To love the church, to love scripture, that is a good work.
所以这是我们信主的人在世人的面前应该有的见证。
This is a testimony that we are to have before unbelievers in this world.
圣经要我们对人总要有友善的爱心的一种态度。
Scripture reminds us and requires that we are to love those that are around us.
不管别人对我如何。
Regardless of how the other person treats me.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
因为我们平常的这个标准就是他对我好当然我要对他好。
This is very important because our standard is if they treat me well, I will treat them with respect.
当然有一些很差的人家对我好我对他也不好。
Of course, there are people in this world that even though you treat them well, they still mistreat you.
不一般的都是他对我好我要对他好他对我不好我为什么要对他好。
But generally speaking, the attitude that we have in this world is that if they treat me well, I will treat them well as well. But if they mistreat me, I could care less how they act.
但是加拉太书第六章第十节这里跟我们讲这件事。
But in Galatians chapter 6 verse 10,
所以有了机会就当向众人行善向信徒一家的人更当这样。
So then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
这里的行善一般性的讲法就是我们要善待所有的人。
And here it says, let us do good to everyone. That means we are to treat everyone well.
在加拉太书里头，这个行善特别是指着用钱来照顾那些人。
In the book of Galatians, when they talk about doing good for everyone, it's talking about financially supporting those that are around you.
人家有需要的在金钱上我们要去帮助他。
If they have material needs, we need to help them.
向信徒一家的人更当这样。
And especially to the believers.
所以这里给我们一个原则。
Here we have a principle.
我们常常讲在我们这个教会这个是不是应该在社会上做一些好事啊？
Oftentimes people bring up this question is, should this church help those who are in need in this world?
圣经给我们在这一方面的教导就是向信徒一家的人更当这样。
And the teaching of scripture says, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以我们信主的人 用钱行善啊，应该有一个层次。
So as a believer, in order of how we are to help people, there should be a prioritization.
首先，我们应该要帮助在主内的弟兄姊妹们。
First, we need to help those that are within Christ.
然后，我们有余再去帮助社会上的有需要的人。
And then after that, if we have left anything that's left over, we need to help those that are outside of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到吧？我们做神儿女的人，无论做什么事情，都要有原则。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, you can see that in all things that, as a Christians, there should be principles in which we follow.
这样子，我们无论做什么事情，就有把握知道这是对的。
So regardless of what we do, we will know whether or not it is good.
今天不少人在社会上啊，这里寄一张支票，那里寄一张支票，就做好事。
In this world today, oftentimes people will write checks after checks for different philanthropies.
但是对教会里头是一些弟兄姊妹他们的需要，倒反而不理。
However, in return, they look at the needs of the church and they will ignore it.
这是违反神的原则。
This is against the principles of God.
并不是说哦，你们信主的人太自私。
It's not talking about Christians being too selfish.
你要了解社会上的需要是没有底的。
We need to understand that the needs of this world is never ending.
Bill Gates, 他要搞什么 foundation? 他那80个 billion 的钱假如要拿出来做好事的话一下子也都没有了。
Bill Gates with his foundation, if he was to give everything, his $80 billion fortune will but be a mere drop in the bucket.
所以我们假如说是要考虑怎么样子来帮助人，我们必须要知道什么是先要做的，什么是这个以后可以做的。
So if we desire to help people, we need to understand what are things that we need to do now and what are things that we can do later on.
圣经告诉我们，我们要向众人行善，但是更应该向信徒一家的人来行善。
Scripture teaches us, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
我们都是一家的人。
We all belong to the same household of faith.
我们要先顾家里面的人。
We need to take care of our household first.
然后我们有余力再去帮助社会上的需要。
And then if we have abilities, then we can help those that are around us.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经不能不读。
That is why, brother and sister, we need to study scripture.
这样子的一种说法就跟前面贾师傅他们的情形正好是相反。
And the teaching of Paul seems to be in complete opposite to the false teachers that were mentioned earlier.
因为我们看到在第一章16节里头啊这样讲。
Because in Titus chapter 1 verse 16 is written,
他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
Titus chapter 1 verse 16, they as referring to the false teachers, profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work.
你看 unfit for doing anything good. 他根本在做善事的上面他没有任何的原则。
They are unfit for any good work. They have no principles in which they follow.
因此上这些人口里的讲他认识神，其实他们所做一切的事情都跟神的心意是相反的。
So though they confess with their mouth, but the works that they accomplish seems to be against everything that God has taught.
所以假师傅们会来告诉你们，哦，外面的需要很大，你们不能够这样子自私啊。
So a false teacher would teach that the needs outside of the church is great, so you cannot be so selfish.
他们所有的原则跟神的原则都是相反的。
their principles and their teachings are completely opposite to the principles and teachings of God.
第四点讲不要去毁谤。
The fourth point is to speak no evil, to speak evil of no one.
这个就是所谓我们讲的造谣中伤啊。
And this is, seems to be gossiping, referring to gossiping.
这是不合圣徒的体统。
And this is unfit for a Christian.
所以我们要来看一下提摩太前书第二章。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through verse 4.
我劝你们要为万人恳求祷告代求足谢为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日这是好的在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳他愿意万人得救明白真道就到这里
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 through verse 4 First of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for king and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以我们看到这个做神儿女的人在行为上要小心不可以去造谣中伤。
And that is why, as a believer, we need to be careful with our conduct that we are not gossiping and hurting in other people.
我们的目的就是要明了神是要万人得救明白真道的。
For we have to realize that the will of God is so that all will come to know God.
所以我们不可以啊去这个损坏他人的啊名誉讲一些不合事实的事情。
So let us not speak evil of anyone. Let us not hurt any man's reputation.
我们要顺服主的心肠让这些人能够回到主的面前来。
We need to submit ourselves and obey what is God's desire, that these people will be able to come back to God.
我们平常所谈的往往是带着一种毁谤性的那种话语。
Oftentimes, the way we speak is very critical, with a very detrimental.
神的心意是要我们多做造就人的话。
God's desire is that we edify one another.
所以不要去说些话讲一些事情对人是伤害的。
So we need to build up one another instead of saying things that would tear down people.
你发现了人有问题你应该亲自去跟他去谈的交谈这些事情。
If you see a person that has some faults, it is better to go quietly to discuss it with them.
不要在人的背后传话讲这个人这样那样有的时候我们所讲的是带着一种猜测
Do not gossip behind people Do not talk back behind people Because a lot of times our statements are with our guesses
没有一个教会能够避免这个造谣中伤的事情
No church is free from gossip
因为人的本性就喜欢讲人家的不好
Because men enjoy gossip.
但是我感谢神，我觉得我们的教会在这一方面还不算差。
But I thank God that we are pretty good.
但是我也有的时候会听到这些造谣中伤的一些话。
But sometimes I still hear gossips.
许多时候，为了爱人，我们应该去亲自跟他们讲。
However, if we do indeed love one another, we need to approach them ourselves.
为了爱自己，我们要避免去讲人家不好的话。
And if we love ourselves, we need to stop these gossiping.
讲人家不好，你心里面不可能有平安的。
When you talk evil of somebody, in your heart, you probably cannot find peace.
假如你讲一些不合实际的话，讲人家不好。你假如真正是 信神的，你心里的不可能有平安的。
If you talk about something that is false about another individual, and if you do indeed belong to God, there is no way that you will find peace.
特别在不信的人的面前，千万不要去造谣中伤。
And we need to stop, do not gossip in front of unbelievers.
不要忘记我们今天所讲的，都是怎么样子在不信的人的面前去做见证。
Remember, everything that we are talking about is how we are to live our life as a testimony before unbelievers.
然后第五件事情说，不要真信，是对不信的人总要温柔友善。
And the fifth is, says that we, and the sixth is, says avoid quarreling and to be gentle.
所以我们要温柔友善，罗马书十二章的你给我们一些的教导。
So we are to be gentle and compassionate to one another, and Romans 12:1 teaches 12:18 tells us the same thing.
也许我们从第十七节读啊，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Romans chapter 12 verse 17 and verse 18. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thoughts to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all.
一个信主的人跟不信的人相处特别要小心。
A believer, when youconduct yourself before unbelievers, you need to be extremely careful.
也许在积极方面你没有办法能够带领在信主。
Maybe you might not be able to lead them to Christ.
但是在消极方面你总不能够把这个人弄得离神越来越远。
But passively, your action shouldn't cause a person to walk further and further away from God.
一个不信的人假如因为跟我们往来越来越不信了，那是我们的亏欠神的地方。
If a person, as they come into contact with us and through their relationships with us, becomes further and further away from God, it is something that we have brought up, we have shamed God's name.
因为我们的这个目的是要让不信的人能够慢慢慢慢地认识神，亲近神。
Because our purpose, God's purpose for us is that we should be a conduit in which people will draw closer to God.
所以因此上，我们对人一定要温柔友善。
And that is why we need to be, with gentle and compassionate toward people around us.
所以这个是我们信主的人要时时提醒自己。
And this is something as a Christian we need to constantly remind ourselves.
今天有些信徒在讲话做事上面不小心让不信主的人看到听到他们所做的所想的就离神就更加的遥远。
Sometimes, believers carelessly by the way they live their lives or the way they talk will cause unbelievers around them to fall further and further away from God.
你自己不温柔友善，让那些不信的人以为我们的神就这个样子。
And we ourselves not being gentle or courteous also causes people around us to think that God might not be gentle nor courteous.
这是我们在神的面前一个很大的亏欠。
And this is something we need to be aware of our behavior before God.
我们现在到第六方面，就是讲到我们对人一切都要往好处想。
The sixth point is that in all things we are to lead them toward our good.
这个我不知道你那个翻译是怎么讲的啊，这个我这个这里就讲到 to be considerate, 就是什么事情都要为他人着想。
Translation will be to be considerate or to be to think about how others would respond.
而且一切要往好处想。
And in all things, it is toward something that is good.
So giving people the benefit of doubt. 所以弟兄姊妹，这个是很重要的。
Dear brother and sister, this is very important.
我们往往没有这样子的一种恩典去对待人家。
Oftentimes we lack that grace to treat others.
什么事情我们很习惯的把人家的做的事情把人家讲的话往不好的方向去想。
It's very natural for men to start thinking that the reason why other people do things is for a bad reason.
这样子你一方面自己多生出好多的麻烦。
This causes you to occur to be placed in a lot of different situations, difficult situations.
人家好心的事情你把人家想的一个不好。
Something that they did out of love, you might view it as something that is detrimental.
特别就是把人家想到对我有什么不好。
Oftentimes you think, how could it be bad? How could something that they're doing be bad for me?
举个很简单的例子，我们在教堂里的碰到一位弟兄或者姊妹。
For example, when we come across a brother or sister in church,
那个弟兄那个姊妹啊，见到你也没有跟你打招呼，那个脸板板的。
And the brother or sister doesn't greet you.
假如你不给人家 benefit of doubt, 你想，哎，这个人跟我又有什么啊？这个不如意的地方？
If you do not give them the benefit of doubt, you're probably thinking inside you, what have I done to make him angry at me?
是不是我话讲错了，或者哪一件事情又做错了？
Is it something that I said or something that I did?
好像为了这一件事情，你就可能成天啊，甚至于这个很长一段时间就去思想。到底我哪一句话讲错得罪了他？
So you might be thinking and dwelling on this fact and thinking about what did I do or what did I say to make him so angry?
你应该要想想，你说这位弟兄或者姊妹为什么今天脸这样板板的？
And maybe what you need to do is think about why is this doesn't this person greet me today?
很可能他在生活里头有什么不愉快的遭遇。
It might be because that he himself is going through a difficult time.
家人啊，这个在健康上或者有问题。
Maybe one of his family members is sick.
或者说啊，他昨天夜里睡觉没有睡好，颈子在疼，所以就啊没有办法跟人家笑。
Or maybe last night he didn't sleep well and he has a headache.
所以弟兄姊妹，你假如睡觉睡不好，颈子疼，还是要跟人家笑。
So if you didn't have a good night's sleep and you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and you still need to smile and greet one another.
你不笑，你就引起许许多多主内的弟兄姊妹们往一些不好的事情上去想。
Because without that smile, you might cause brothers and sisters to think negatively.
但是对我们来讲，假如我们什么事情都往好处想的话，就省去了许许多多的烦恼。
However, we can actually, if we start giving people the benefit of a doubt, then we can eliminate a lot of these anguish.
你不可能在人群里头每一个人都看到你就笑。
It is not possible that as you walk down the street that everyone smiles at you.
假如你坚持要有这样子的环境，那你肯定会心里的想一些不愉快的事。
But if you truly desire that you live in this kind of environment or this kind of society, you will probably cause yourself extra anguish.
甚至于对这位弟兄或者姊妹产生一种不应该有的一种恶念。
Or you might even start having misunderstandings which could lead to evil thoughts toward this brother or
sister. 所以我们该有的一种态度是对人一切都往好处去想。
So the correct attitude that we should have is we should give people the benefit of the doubt.
一个人不笑， 一个人不理人，也许就是应该我们先安慰他的时候。
Maybe a person that is not smiling is a time is a person crying out for somebody to comfort them.
我们不应该总是往坏处去想。
We shouldn't only think toward the negative parts.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做务要体贴他人。
And this is what it means to be considerate of others.
最后讲到，向众人大显温柔。
And finally, it says to show perfect gentleness toward all people.
这个字啊，这个大显温柔这个字，是坚持己意跟自立的这个相反的一面。
To be courteous means is the opposite of somebody that is holding on to their own desire.
今天有许许多多的人啊，不能够接纳他人的意思，一定什么事情都要坚持自己的意思。
There are people in this world that in all things that all they can do is they need to have their way.
而且一切的事情都要为了自己的好处来着想。
And then all things, it comes from a selfish thought.
一到了饭厅里有好菜了，比谁都跑得快。
Once they walk into the restaurant, there's good food, that's the first thing that they try to grab.
在教堂里的打扫了，就清洁了，慢吞吞的让人家先去做。
But while there's cleaning needs within the church, they will be the last person there.
所以这个都是一切的事情从自立的这个方向去想。
So in terms of their thought process, everything is for self-benefit.
因为在这两件事情的反面就是此地所讲的大显温柔。
And so the opposite of this is called perfect courtesy.
Yeah. 所以我们一定要靠着主的恩典对人有温柔的一种态度。
So through God's grace, we need to be able to be gentle and courteous to others.
为什么我们要对人温柔？
Why is it that we need to be gentle or courteous to others?
因为我们敬爱神，我们顺服神。
Because we revere God, because we submit ourselves to God.
我们的生活要尽量的仿效神在人面前所有的那种生活。
What we need to do is, in our lives is to emulate Christ and how He lived among the people.
不信神的人对神有一种错误的看法。
Unbelievers have a misunderstanding or misconception of who God is.
他们只看到神的那个严厉的那一面。
All they see is the stringentness of God.
很明显的，这个神是恨污罪的。
Of course, we know that God hates sin.
而不信的人，我相信他们也知道自己的生活也不是那样子的美善。
Unbelievers know that they do not live a perfect life.
所以一般不信的人，通常对神的一种看法都是严厉。
And so when they look at God, they tend to think that this God is intolerant.
只有一个真正认识神的人才能够看到经历到神的那个温柔的那一面。
Only those who come to know God, who come to experience God, can realize that God is also a God of compassion.
为了要纠正不信的人对神的那种错误的看法。
However, as a Christian, in order for us to help change the misconception of unbelievers toward God,
我们对人必须要温柔。
That is why, as believers, we need to be gentle and courteous to those around us.
这样子就让人对我们的神有一个正确的看法。
Then they can start, hopefully they will have the correct understanding of how our God is.
所以归根结底，这个提多书这里给我们这七点，都是要让我们在世人的面前有好的见证。
So the bottom line is this. The 7 points that is mentioned in Titus chapter 3 is to teach us how we are to live a good testimony before unbelievers.
我看到有一些人少数的信徒，他们有一个习惯， 这个是很好的习惯，就是见到人就传福音。
I know a lot of some Christians, and that has this habit, which I think is a good habit, and their habit is whenever they come across somebody, they will share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这不一定是所有基督徒都要这个样子。
This is not required of all Christians.
神特别拣选少数的信徒，给他们这样子的一种心智，所以见的人就要传福音。
And God has chosen few people that has this desire and this burden to share the gospel to everyone that they come across.
我刚才讲这是很好的一个习惯。
As I mentioned, this is a very good habit.
但是更重要的弟兄姊妹，就是我们不只是讲，我们要做。
But more importantly, brothers and sisters, is not only are we to speak, but we are to act.
你讲神是温柔的，你自己必须要温柔。
If you say that God is compassionate or gentle, you yourself need to be compassionate.
你说神是爱人的，你自己必须要爱人。
If you tell people that God is a God of love, you yourself need to be with love.
你讲神是公义的，你自己必须是公义。
If you say that God is just and righteous, you should be just and righteous.
你说神是诚实的，你也必须要诚实。
If you say that God is faithful and loyal, you yourself need to be faithful and loyal.
让这个不信的人不只是听到你的福音，而且看到你的福音。
So the person that you come across, not only can they hear the gospel, they can see the gospel in action.
这样子就不需要你去找不信的，而是不信的他们会来找你。
Then the result of this is that you do not have to seek out the lost, but rather the lost will start seeking you, seeking God out.
你记得我从前跟弟兄姊妹讲过一个故事，就是一个这个大学生，他一个同房的一个同学一个是信主的，一个是不信的。
And I shared the story with brothers and sisters before that there was a college student who had two roommates. One was a believer, one was an unbeliever.
所以这个信主的这个大学生呢，就当然关心他的同时的这位同学，就跟他传福音。
So this believer was trying to share the gospel to this unbeliever.
这个不信的人倒是相当的这个不客气，就是讲的我是不信神的。
And the unbeliever says, I do not believe in God.
我请你以后也不要跟我讲神。
And he was very honest and bold, and he said that, please do not share the gospel with me anymore.
我们两个人要同房四年，假如说是你的每天都跟我讲这些事情，那这个环境我受不了。
And we are going to be roommates for the next 4 years, so if every day you're going to share the gospel, talk about God before me, it will put us in a very precarious situation.
我盼望你那个答应并且要持守这个信诺。
So I'm hoping that you will respect and be able to honor this promise, this decision.
这个信主的人果然不以后从不跟他提到神的事。
So this believer never again brought up the matter of God to them.
四年过去了。
4 years have passed.
到毕业的这个时候。
At the time of graduation,
那个不信的人来找这个信的这个基督徒。
The unbelieving roommate came to this belief, the roommate that was a believer.
他说你晓得吧，过去这四年我每天都在观察你的生活。
And he made a statement saying that during this past 4 years, I've been observing your life.
四年来我得到一个结论，就是你所信的这个神是真的。
And 4 years down now, I have come to a conclusion, and is that the God that you believe in is a real God.
所以在我们分离之前，我要告诉你，我现在要信你所信的这个神。
So before we go our separate ways, I wanted to tell you that I want to believe the God that you believe in.
我第一次听到这个故事的时候，我忍不住流眼泪。
When I first heard the story, I couldn't help but shed tears.
我做了基督徒这么久，还没有一个人跑到我面前说，因为我观察你这么多年，所以我现在信得住了。
As a Christian for so many years, nobody has ever approached me and said that I'm willing to become a Christian because of the way you've acted.
弟兄姊妹， 这个是我们每一个信主的人都应该要追求的一件事。
And this is something that as Christian we should all strive for.
成天跟人家讲，你要信耶稣，你要信耶稣，没有用。
We can go throughout the day and telling people that they need to believe in Christ.
你要为你的福音生活来见证。
But that in itself is useless. What you do need is to live out the life of the gospel.
盼望我们的弟兄姊妹都有这样子的心愿。
So I hope brother and sister also has this desire.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless one, everyone.
祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你给我们这些鼓励。
Lord, we thank you for your own encouragement.
主，我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
But Lord, we know that we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们时刻想起你这一位充满了爱跟正义的神。
So that oftentimes we will be reminded that our God is a God of love and God of justice.
让我们活得一天天的像你的儿女。
So that the way we live our lives is befitting of one that belongs to you.
让不信的人从我们的身上能够看到一点你的形象。
So that the unbelievers that we come into contact will be able to get a little glimpse of who you are.
求主听我们的祷告。
Lord, please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.